Now, to come back to another very important reflection of Buddhist thought, and even of metaphysical thought in the West, time and space are not things in themselves. We usually think of time and space as things in themselves. We think of space as a sort of box within which things move about. We think of time as a sort of tunnel along which things move. But they're not really like that. Time and space are really forms of our perception. We see things, we perceive things under the form of time. We perceive them under the form of space, and so on. And things, when we see them, or phenomena, when we see them through the spectacles of space, through the spectacles of time, when we experience them through these dimensions, then we speak of these things as phenomena. And these phenomena make up the world of relative existence, of conditioned existence, or what Buddhists call the samsara. But when we enter this other dimension, when we enter the dimension of eternity, then we go beyond time and beyond space. And therefore we go beyond phenomena, which are only realities as seen under the forms of space and time. So we go beyond the world, we go beyond samsara, and in the Buddhist idiom, we enter nirvana, or in the Hindu idiom, we go from darkness to light, from the unreal to the real, from death to immortality. Now often, enlightenment is described as awakening to the truth of things, described in terms of knowledge and vision of reality, seeing things as they really are, not as they appear, seeing things in their truth, seeing things free from any veils, free from any obscurations, seeing them without being influenced or affected by our own assumptions, our own psychological conditionings, just seeing them with perfect objectivity as they are. Not only seeing them, but if you like, becoming one with them, becoming one with reality, or one with the reality of things. So the Buddha, the one who is awoken to this truth, the one who, as it were, exists out of time, in this dimension of eternity, may be regarded, therefore, as reality itself in human form. The form is human, but the substance, if you like, is reality itself. And this is what is meant by saying that the Buddha is an enlightened human being. The form is human, there's a human form, but there isn't the ordinary conditioned human mind. In the place, as it were, if we can use such an expression, in the place, as it were, of the conditioned human mind, with all its prejudices and preconceptions and limitations, in the place of that, there is reality itself, or the experience, or the awareness of reality. Therefore, we say that the Buddha, the enlightened one, is reality in human form, or symbolizes or represents that in human form.